Welcome to the finales edition of the Block Party for the week of May 25th, 2010. This is the end. This isn't the end for me just yet, but you can still find me at the link at the upper left, the iTunes feed, or the dedicated webpage at www.blockpartypodcast.com. We start this episode with the finale of American Idol, which was set this past Wednesday night, as Lee DeWise will battle Crystal Bowersox for the title of American Idol champion for Season 9. Casey James was eliminated after we went home to Cool, Texas, and sang Daughters by John Mayer and Okay, It's All Right With Me by Eric Hutchinson. As an avid Idol watcher, recapper, reviewer, etc., this finale is setting up just like last year's. Crystal Bowersox is Adam Lambert with dreadlocks. To me, she is the much more talented finalist of the two. But Lee DeWise is Chris Allen. He's the boring middle-of-the-road guitarist who is as hot as hot, in quotes, as Casey James, so all the girls will vote for him instead of recognizing the real talent of Crystal Bowersox. Mark my words, the voting public will be swayed by Lee's good looks instead of Crystal's real talent, and Lee DeWise will be this year's champion. And then we can finally put this awful, miserable season to rest, and Simon Cowell can jump ship at the right time. Over on the beach, Russell Hant made the final three for the second time in a row in the finale of Survivor Heroes vs. Villains. And for the second time in two seasons, he got spanked. Sandra Diaz-Twine received 6 out of the 9 jury votes and won her second $1 million prize and became the first person to repeat as sole survivor. Russell repeated as the sprint player of the season and won $100,000 for his effort. There wasn't as much yelling this season as per last, but there were still some cries of, Russell was the best player and he got screwed again, boo-hoo-hoo. I was one of those people last season, as you remember, but this season I'm going to say that he didn't get screwed. He didn't learn from last season. While you can say he was great, with the finding and the use of immunity idols and stabbing people in the back, he still doesn't understand that this is a social game as well. Russell will go down as the best player never to win Survivor. However, I'm looking forward to see what happens on the next two back-to-back seasons of Survivor Nicaragua, which will be where they set it for Survivor 21 and 22. It's going to be fun stuff. The final three is also set on Dancing with the Stars. Chad Ochocinco was kicked out of the game, and we have Aaron Andrews of ESPN, Nicole Scherzinger of the Pussycat Dolls, and Evan Lychicek, the Olympic gold medalist, competing for the Disco Ball Trophy. My prediction is Nicole Scherzinger will win, and because she's been the most consistent. As for the producers trying to get Betty White for next season, I say go for it. It would be an amazing get if you ask me. Well, if you look outside here in New York as I'm recording this, it's about 75 degrees. It's sunny. We're looking forward towards Memorial Day weekend, and we're looking forward towards next fall. Next fall? That's right. It's Upfront Week. Upfronts is where networks announce the schedules for next fall's TV season. Let's see what the networks have in store for us in the game and reality show world. On CBS, The Amazing Race Season 17 will stay on Sundays at 8 p.m. Probably Season 17 and 18 will be there. The big move is that Survivors 21 and 22 will be on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. to make room for CBS Comedy Block from 8 to 9. See what happens there. On the CW, America's Next Top Model returns. On ABC, The Bachelor and Dancing with the Stars are coming back. On Fox, we have a fall season of Hell's Kitchen. The big news is that when America comes back for season 10 in January of 2011, the Tuesday show has been cut down to 90 minutes, and the result show will be cut to 30. Less filler. Good thing. And So You Think You Can Dance will be back for season 7. On NBC, Biggest Loser is back. No surprise there. In the spring of 2011, Minute to Win It will be back and Celebrity Apprentice return. Also picked up, America's Next Great Restaurant with Bobby Flay and The Marriage Ref with Jerry Seinfeld, produced by Jerry Seinfeld. And on The Hub, which is formerly Discovery Kids, which will launch on October 10th, 2010, which is 10-10-10, we have Family Game Night. According to our sister site, BuzzerBlog.com, each hour-long episode will see teams and families of all ages compete in various Hasbro games for points and prizes. Some games first announced are Cranium, Bop It, and Connect 4. The show looks to be airing in the network's Family Prime block, which will air from 7 to 11. And Family Game Night is produced by Hasbro Studios. And with Bob Bowden at the helm, who knows what's next? Quick hits time on the Block Party. PS3 is the latest home for The Price is Right. Daytime Emmy Awards, of course, June 27th on CBS. The host, my man Regis Philbin. The $1 million winner on Don't Forget the Lyrics, Kathy Cox, is stepping down as state school superintendent and running an educational nonprofit. Bruno Toglioni drops the F-bomb live on Dancing with the Stars. Oops. Minute to Win It is casting for season 2. Submit a paragraph about yourself, your name, address to mtwicasting@gmail.com, or you can go to minutetowinit.net. That's for you, Lee. George, that's for you. Go cast. WCG Ultimate Gamer 2 returns to Sci-Fi in August. That one I liked a lot. The Bret Michaels recovery tour continues. He returned to the public eye on Oprah, made the final two on Celebrity Apprentice, and will return to the road on May 26th. His new show, Bret Michaels Life as I Know It, will have a sneak peek on VH1 May 31st. Wayne Brady posted on his Facebook page that Let's Make a Deal has been renewed for season 2. Great job to everyone out there. That includes the producers, the cast members, including Wayne Brady, Jonathan Mangum, Tiffany Coyne, and everyone else out there. This is very well deserved. Great stuff. Noel Edmonds signs a 2-year deal to return as host of UK's Deal or No Deal. Top Chef DC starts June 16th on Bravo, and Top Chef Masters Season 1 winner Rick Bayless cooks and tweets about his gig cooking for the President of the United States and Mexico at a state dinner this past week. Dancer Ass Off returns for Season 2 on Oxygen June 7th. The Chiller Network gets the reruns of Fear Factor, starring UFC guy Joe Rogan, and also a very funny comic. And finally, in the you have to be freaking kidding department, $500,000 Big Brother winner Adam Jasinski's lawyer suggested taxpayers pick up the tab for his drug rehab at Kennedy Healthcare Center in New Jersey. Appearing taken aback, U.S. District Court Magistrate Judge Leo T. Sorokin assured Adam Jasinski, 32, now awaiting trial in Boston on his drug dealing charges, that this was one argument the fallen reality TV star wasn't going to win. Quote, given that he won $500,000 from Big Brother and he has not been found indigent, Sorokin told attorney Valerie Carter, his voice trailing off as his mouth hung open. Yeah, I think you may be able to afford your own rehab, my friend. That's all for this time around. This is Jason Block reminding you, keep watching those season finales. And you can find me at twitter.com/beattheblock. And as always, don't just play fair, play to win. Block Party Podcast is a production of GameShowNewsNet.com, copyright 2009. My recording engineer is Ivy Reisner. The opinions expressed in the Block Party Podcast do not necessarily reflect those opinions held by GameShowNewsNet.com as a whole. Some of the music provided for today's podcast was provided by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com.